Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina, and Tina Kern is here. She is the manager of Belladonna Bridal. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Hello, good morning. How are you, Trina?
Is it a busy time for brides at the moment, getting their dresses and getting fitted and everything?
Well, this time of year is beautiful because they're all getting married. We're seeing next year's brides at the moment, and the year after even, 2024 brides are shopping at the moment.
Really, but, are they? Yeah.
Yes, it is wedding season.
So, want to talk to you about a lot of things today. When a bride comes in to you, Tina, I'm sure that you know straight away, as soon as they walk in the door, you probably have an idea in your head what type of dress is going to suit them and what won't work. But do brides come in with an idea of what they want?
Yes, I look at a bride, and after 16 years of dressing brides, I should know exactly what will suit a bride. After about 5 minutes, we factor their personality into it as well, so that we work with their physical shape and their personality and their wedding style. But if a bride has a specific style in mind, who am I to tell her that she shouldn't have it at the same time? If that's the style she wants, then that's the style she should have.
Yeah, it can take trying on though the few dresses to kind of open your mind as well though, can't you? Like, you might think you want a big huge dress, and when you try on something a bit more sleek, you might go, actually this is the one. And there's nothing like the feeling of finding your wedding dress.
It is one of the best experiences in the world. It is completely different for everybody. Like you say, there are people that come in, I'd like this style, and we'll throw the wild card selection in just for the crack, just to see, and it turns out to be the one. I can hold my hands up and say I was one of those people. When I got married, fado, it was, no, I don't want to try that dress on, and got married in that dress. I would say trust the stranger when it comes to choosing your wedding dress, just as much as you trust the opinions of your guests that are with you. Trust the stranger, because your bridal consultant should know every dress that is in their shop.
Yep.
And from within that, then they should be able to bring something that you wouldn't necessarily think. Even a dress without hanger appeal can look amazing on the body.
When I was going for my dress, I didn't even see the dress in the shop, because when you go in, it can be quite overwhelming because there's obviously so many of them and just a huge curtain of white. The consultant came along and she said to me, I just pulled this, you might want to try this one. And that was the dress. Like you say, the person working there knows every single style you have, whether you can get something in or not, or the stock levels on it.
Absolutely. And within some of the dresses, we'll say some of the designers that we work with some amazing designers that will offer bespoke services, which is something you couldn't get even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That we'll say, a lot of girls say, oh, if I could only have the top of that and the skirt of that. We can now offer that with some of the great designers that we work with.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So our brides, when they come in, are they clear about their budget?
We would always ask before they start, whether they're honest with us or not, we don't know sometimes. I think it's always best to have a budget in mind before you start to try on at all. Everybody is different in what they have. So what somebody wants to spend on their wedding dress is different for everybody. So if you have a price point in mind that you would not like to go above, then look within that price point. If you have a large budget, then the sky's the limit for you, which is great. But don't get yourself heavily into debt for your wedding dress. Set yourself a budget. Be realistic to yourself about your budget. Keep in mind that your wedding dress, the wedding dress purchase, doesn't include the cost of alterations, which is an extra fee on it. It is what gets the dress from amazing to perfection. It is a little additional cost that some people mightn't think about. Factor that into it. Also keep in mind that you will want your bridal shoes. You may want to wear a veil. You may want to have a headpiece. There's all those little hidden extras that you need to bear in mind.
Yeah, or change, you know, the belt around the dress. Yeah, they do add up. So yeah, to have that in mind. When brides come in, do they tend to come in with a gang of people or by themselves, or what do you generally see?
We would have a mix across the board. There are some girls, and the thought of wedding dress shopping actually scares them. We would have a lot of conversations in advance on the phone with brides to try and make them realise that wedding dress shopping is not the worst thing that is ever going to happen to them in their life. We would make it as a relaxing experience as possible, and as an enjoyable experience as possible. So some of those girls like that are so afraid, they might come on their own for their first appointment. Other brides love the entourage. We accommodate a maximum of 3 adult guests with each bride. So we can't have any more than that. Our appointments are done in private consultation rooms. Some brides would like to bring more than that. And you could find some bridal parties with wanting to have 7, 8, up to 10 people.
There's always a risk, I guess, when you bring a lot of people that somebody in the group is going to pull a face and go, oh, I don't know, but I wouldn't really give that a 10 out of 10, that dress. And it could be the one that you really love and you'll be put off.
Yeah. That's exactly. And that goes back to the we're all so different. Everybody is going to have a different opinion on your wedding dress. And it's how you feel when you put your wedding dress on. That's how it should be. It should be about your feelings. And I would say to people that are going as a guest with a bride to wedding dress shop, have a look at the bride's face. And remember, you love the bride. So you want the bride to be happy. Look at her face before you look at the dress and see, do her eyes light up like a Christmas tree when she's standing in front of you in that dress? And if they do, remember that when you give your opinion, because opinions can hurt. Opinions can turn somebody completely off a dress. And if a bride stands before you in something that she absolutely loves, it can break her heart if somebody that's very important to her says, oh, I don't like that.
Or is pulling a face. Sometimes the mothers don't say it, but they show it.
Yeah, the eyes tell a lot.
When a bride is going in then, should she wear any particular underwear or anything, or can you sort that later on down the line, like just to get a good look at what the dress is going to look like?
It's definitely a final solution to be sorted down the road. But for an initial coming to consultation, it's always important that the bride is comfortable. You're going to have a bridal consultant coming in and out of a changing room with you, helping you in and out of dresses. Trust me when I tell you, we will get to the end of an appointment and we will have no idea what underwear you have on.
Yeah.
But it's far more important that you're comfortable. We have brides come in that would prefer to wear control underwear when they come in, that they feel better in themselves, that they feel more confident. If you do, then by all means, but don't spend a fortune on it for trying on dresses.
Yeah.
It's when you get your actual dress that you realise what sort of underwear that you will need for your wedding day. Yeah. So for the shopping experience, it's go with what you're comfortable in so that you're relaxed and you're enjoying the experience and you're not thinking about it.
Would you pack maybe a strapless bra though, just in case you want to try on a strapless dress to get a good idea?
Yes.
Although a lot
yes.
of them have the kind of built-in bras, don't they, the wedding dresses?
They do. And personally, I think strapless bras are evil. A strapless wedding dress, they're generally made with great, what we call construction. So they're bold and they have cups already built into them to act as the support.
Don't come into you wearing fake tan. Is that the top tip?
Oh, yes, please. No tan, please. No
and
tan.
Makeup. And I know people want to look nice in their makeup to kind of get an idea what they're going to look like, but that can destroy the dress. Can't it?
It does. And it's be mindful. The bride that came before you was respectful of you coming after her and didn't wear a tan and heavy makeup. So be respectful of the bride that's coming after you. The dresses you try on are shop samples. So they're tried on by people. So it's about being respectful of the next person. Nobody wants to walk in and try a dress on that's covered in tan and makeup.
It's manky, I know.
It's very off. It's very off-putting.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Wedding dress shopping, I call it phase one. You fall in love with the dress in the rawest sense. You have no tan, no makeup. Your hair is not done. You fall in love as it is. And then you visualize the other elements so that when the final picture comes together on your wedding day, it's just wow.
Yeah. Can you go in and buy the dress there and then, or do you have to order it and wait a while? And if so, how long does it generally take? So if anybody is kind of getting married fairly quickly, how much notice do they need to give for a dress?
So for anyone that's getting married quickly, there is what they call the off the rail option, that you can buy the shop sample dress. That goes back to the no tan, no makeup, keeping the dress in good condition so that when somebody buys a shop sample, they get it at a reduced price, but they get it in excellent condition. And then you have the order process where you try the sample on, but you order a new dress. Now, ordering a new dress can take anything from 3 months to a year. And okay. That will all very much depend on the designer that you choose. There's some designers, and if we make a quick phone call and plead with them, they can have a dress to us in 6 weeks. But nobody wants to be in that situation 6 weeks before their wedding that they're rushing to get a dress.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is advisable to give kind of a minimum of 6 months.
And what about the sizing, Tina, as well? Because I know I definitely said to the girl in the shop, I said, I'm going to be losing loads of weight now before this wedding. So just to let you know. And she said, oh, they all say that. And I said, no, really, I will. So don't order it too big. So how do you know what size to order if it's a good bit down the line?
Some people have the very best intentions when they order their dress. They think, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And it doesn't always happen for people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very important to be realistic that when your measurements are taken, order as you are that day, unless it's a designer that you can hold off putting in your final measurements for a little while. Mm-hmm. But if you order as you are that day, you're not putting yourself under pressure. If you put yourself under pressure, you could end up in a far worse situation and end up with that size dress not fitting, because instead of going one way, you've gone the other way. And that can happen too. So I'd just rather see a bride not under pressure. If you do lose weight, a wedding dress can be taken in as alterations. In the main, they can be taken in up to 2 sizes. So that's quite a bit. That a dress can be taken
and
in as alteration.
And it won't affect the look of the dress. It's done so well by the seamstress that it looks like as if you bought it in the correct size in the first place.
As long as a bridal specialist seamstress is used to do the alterations, it will never look like it was touched. It will look like it came out of the box looking like that for you.
Yeah. Now there you have it. There's the key as well. A bridal seamstress. So it's no use going down to somebody's mother that you know who's great at making a pair of curtains or whatever. It has to be, because there's so much detail in a wedding dress.
That's exactly. It is one of the most important articles of clothing that you will ever buy. For most people, it is probably one of the most expensive pieces of clothing that you will ever buy. So you want the right people tailoring it to perfection. There are, like you say, some great, great people out there that do needlework. But for your wedding dress, it is hugely important that it is a bridal specialist that works on your wedding dress, because there are things that you can't see. I know even for us here, we're not seamstresses. Bridal consultants here in Belladonna, we're not seamstresses, so we can't do the work. We can suggest how they might do it, but the seamstresses will still see something that we might not instantly see to our eye to make it perfect.
Tell me about the deals that are happening at the moment. You've got some great deals, don't you?
We do indeed. We're part of a bridal family. So our 3 shops, Belladonna Bridal, which is ourselves, and our sister shops, The White Room and Smart Brides, we all come together to do a massive sample sale. We do this twice a year. So we're doing this the 5th, 6th and 7th of August in Smart Brides in Portlaoise. Their shop there is huge, so there's loads of space for us to bring all our sample dresses there. And with that, the dress prices will start from €200 and no dress will be over €1,000. So
now you're
every
talking.
Dress under now we're talking. If you're a bride on a budget and you want to save a few euros, then that is the place to be, because you have 3 shops coming together with all of the samples. And when I say we have some of the biggest bridal designers in the world all under one roof for 3 days.
What are the times then? And do people have to book in or can they just turn up?
No, it is by appointment, because it will work like our appointment system on a regular consultation. It won't be a consultation as such, but you will have an assigned bridal consultant to help you through, because like here on the shop floor regularly, we'll know the dresses that are on the floor. So we'll be able to help with the process. We help dress the bride and we'll give advice as we go along. It is by appointment. So it runs on the Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 11 to 6. The appointments can be booked through the Smart Brides website. So that's smartbrides.ie. There's an online booking system there where you can book. Or you can call Smart Brides directly, and that's 057-867-4030. Jess and Eva there will be only delighted to book you in.
Good news to get married again, Tina.
I know, it's great. It's great fun. It is great fun. So it is. I'm a big lover of promoting renewal of vows and all that sort of thing, because you need another dress for that. So, you know, for your fifth anniversary,
for the
maybe.
Fifth. Oh, that might
for
be a bit
fifth.
Soon. Maybe
not
the 10th.
At all.
Lovely. Listen, Tina, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for that. And have a great weekend. I'm sure it's going to be busy there for you.
And you too. And happy wedding planning to everybody.
Bye bye. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.